Dropout Podcasts.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Erotic Book Club, the book club where we read erotic books. I am your host, Jessica. With me is my co-host.
I'm Reka.
And we are so lucky to have with us two amazing guests. He puts the romance in necromance. Let's give it up for Luke.
Hello. Pleasure to be here.
And we are so excited to have with us a romance expert. Please give it up for Allie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. Thank you for joining us.
Will you guys give us a little scoop on your relationship with erotic books?
Yes. This is the first full erotic book that I've ever read in my life, and I'm angry about it.
Angry that it took you this long?
Angry that it took me this long, and angry that this was the first one.
All right. Okay. Allie?
Avid reader of both romance and erotica. My favorite genre would probably be Regency era. Big fan of Julia Quinn. Big fan of Lisa Kiplas. Mm-hmm. So yeah, also did a little bit of writing as well.
Yes.
Ghost wrote two pretty mediocre erotic novels.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Those are our favorite kind.
Yeah. Mediocre.
And thank you guys for being with us as always. If you subscribe to Dropout, you can check it out first. We also have it on CH2 a couple weeks later, but it's so much fun to be there first. And to also, when you're on Dropout, you can be on the Discord with us. It's a channel where you can talk to us, and we have so much fun on there. We have a couple things from our fans. Our room magic warns everyone if they're at my house not to touch the blue blanket. That alludes to the episode Vikings in Space, where I mentioned that my lover, Caitlin, puts a blanket over me while we make love, and I like it.
I don't remember Jessica ever saying it was blue, but it is.
Well, I was a little scared that it was mentioned blue because it is blue, so I'm going to have to review that tape. And also, and if I didn't, Rue Magic, we got to talk.
Yeah,
there's also some beautiful fan art in there from some past episodes and some Heat It Nessie debate.
Oh, yes. So we're getting just to hear a really beautiful description of Wet for Nessie, the last book we read. Here's a description one user wrote. A woman bones down with her best friend, no homo, the Loch Ness Monster, and a grizzled sailor with a dad bod all in the same weekend on a college trip. What a succinct, what an economic use of words. That's exactly what happens in that book. Here's another description. Each girl is on a Nessie dick right next to each other, and then they do the gay on top of the Nessie dicks. I think that's also a very succinct description of what happens in that book. And then someone gave this very apt description of Nessie. That I love.
Nessie is a pillow princess, which Reka wasn't familiar with that term. It's in the lesbian community when one woman won't go down on the other woman. She just puts a little pillow princess head on the pillow the whole time.
And that's absolutely what Nessie's doing. Nessie, yes, with his little ladle body just flat beached on the sand, dry as hell, eczema to the heavens.
I'm shocked that he has more than one penis.
Yeah, and that's a tail that you can suck.
I think we all were.
Yeah, so tails, you want to get in on this conversation.
So you want to get in on the Discord. We're having a lot of fun there. But today is not about Nessie's two dicks. That was last time. Today is about The Necromancer from The Necromancer Chronicles, Book 1 by D.R. Rossier. We've been talking a bit about it before the podcast. Mm-hmm. We have a wide array of feelings about this book, so you're going to hear it all.
Yeah.
But in case you have not read along, we still want you to be a part of the conversation. So here are the characters that you're going to hear. There's a lot of them. We have Vincent. He is the necromancer. We have a niece. She is an angel and something else. What else is she?
Luke has a whole list of all. He has like a Game of Thrones style like family tree on his.
If I could just. Notepad. Just for one moment.
He's shaking.
The things in this book that really were going to get me off are the accuracy into the fantasy.
Is she a fantasy?
And I thought it was lacking. She's a Nephilim. And a Nephilim is like in sort of the Judeo-Christian faith is the... Honestly, it's where it comes from. It's in the Bible. It's like the offspring of a son of God and the daughter of man, meaning an angel came down from heaven, had sex with a woman, and then they had a baby.
Dude. Yeah. Hot.
So that's what she is, I think. She's immortal.
She's okay. Also a sorceress.
She's also
her human half is a sorceress.
That was the other thing.
And she has control of all of the elements.
And that's just one person. So this book is intense.
They pile it on, and I don't want
actually, for our fans, will you also just fill us in on what a necromancer is in case somebody doesn't
yes.
know?
Yes. So Vincent is a necromancer. A necromancer is a sort of magic user, spellcaster that specifically communes with the dead. He'll commune with ghosts and use them for power and for knowledge. So he gets his powers from ghosts. And
specifically
also,
boning ghosts.
He never bones a ghost,
what?
Jessica.
Oh, he bones people.
He bones people. But that has nothing to do with being a necromancer.
Yes, that's my question.
Okay, because Vincent's a very special necromancer. Not only are necromancers rare, Vincent is also a demon, all right? Because his father was a warlock and his mother was a demon.
Okay.
Interracial.
Yes.
That's nice.
It is interracial.
Almost every character has a backstory that is that in depth. So it's it is a little
hard to track. And that's the stuff that's going
to
get me going. And it didn't, right?
It didn't.
Yeah. Luke needs to read erotica written by like a dragon.
When it comes out, I'll be first in line.
Also, you'll hear the names Amy. Amy, as you'll find out, is Anissa's daughter.
Great-great-great-granddaughter.
Yeah. Willa, just a hot witch. Leanne, also related to Anise, that'll come into play. Lisa, another hot witch. Mm-hmm. Silas, a baddie. And I wrote, Vampire. And others. The book has a lot of characters.
Can I just, because I prepared this very detailed list. I just want to run down the different... I just want to run down the different kinds of fantasy things you can be in this
book. Fantasy.
It's funny.
I thought it was a fantasy.
You can be a necromancer. You can be a demon. You can be a necromancer and a demon. That's Vincent. You can be a sorcerer or a sorceress. You can be an angel.
Okay.
A Nephilim. Anise is a sorcerer. You can be a witch like Willa. A vampire like Silas. A vampire also like Amy. Because Amy is a vampire and a witch. And then... Something else later. A lich.
A lich.
A lich.
Lich.
Don't even get me started on liches.
Woo!
These liches.
You can be a warlock.
Lich, please.
You can be a warlock, a werewolf like Kim. A ghost.
Oh, I forgot Kim.
You can be a revenant.
A
which
ghost
is,
like Harden? The butler?
He's a zombie.
Oh, Harden. Harden's my favorite character.
Yes.
I
zombie.
Harden too.
You can be a revenant, which is... a dead body that has been inhabited by a ghost or a human. That's it.
Or a fae.
Yeah.
Which we don't even see in this book.
But it's mentioned.
Sporty, it sexy baby.
Spicy.
Spicy's a demon.
Scary. Posh. Ginger.
You can be one of anything. Yeah. So let's get into the story of this. That was a lot, but it is also, as you read this, it's very intricate with the rules of who is what and what that means. And it is very dense. So that was really a perfect little... blip of what was hundreds of pages to read.
Yes.
So we meet Vincent. He's in the middle of... Vincent is kind of, in my mind, like this hellboyish dude who people come to him, ghosts, to help out people who are humans. And in return, he will help them and they have to be his slave for like 10 years.
Yes.
And then they don't have to be a slave anymore.
Right. And they do a lot of heavy lifting in the book to... describe how much of a good guy Vincent is.
Yes. He's like a very chivalrous demon.
Yeah. Because they want to do this, like, that he has these people that he's in control of, but they do want to try to make it somewhat consensual.
Yes.
And everyone's on the same page and likes what's happening.
Like in the first chapter when he has sex with April, it's like a woman at a bar that he sees and he can tell that she has desire for him. Mm-hmm. He makes a very, very long point to say, like, I would never sleep with someone who wanted a relationship. I would only have one night stands with women and I only do it once so that I don't suck their souls out.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm very nice.
Because of his demon side.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say he also compliments himself for not fucking his 10 or 15 year old ghost friend.
He's complimenting himself a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so we meet him, he's doing all that, and then we also meet Anise. So Anise is, Vincent is in Chicago, Anise is in Seattle, and she's not going by the name Anise yet. We're just kind of meeting this woman who goes to a club as well, and then a thing with a council of vampires is happening. She interrupts, makes everybody stop being bad, and then that's when we find out that she's part angel.
Mm-hmm. Can I just hop in again for the fantasy world? In the cities, there are councils of supernaturals. So of all these different kinds of supernaturals, one person can decide to be on the council. So there'd be like one vampire on the council, one sorcerer on the council. And if you want to take a vampire seat on the council and you're a vampire, you challenge them and you have a show of power.
It's like Scrabble. Yeah, she has the show of power where she draws all the elements in to form a symbol. But what I wondered is like, what symbol is she making? They never say like what the symbol looks like. Mm-hmm. And I always imagined it was like a smiley face.
Like it's an emoji.
Or like a winky face.
Something very pure and wholesome like an angel would. But an angel that like also fucks.
Yeah, she sucks.
I thought of everything when it talked about energies as kind of like Pocahontas colors of the wind. Mm. Like it's kind of just swirling around everybody in this like pretty sexy way. Yeah. And I was so into that.
Yes,
the energies in this book. Because it truly made me think about sex in a different way, because a lot of the people talk about like energies and light coming from themselves and like feeling that, and I was like, that is so fucking cool. And then the colors have sex with each other. I just thought that was really neat, and I liked that a whole lot.
Luke,
I didn't, because I didn't understand the magic. I wanted to understand the
something
fantasy
you can't,
part
you
more
can't
of
explain
it. I think
they
could
away,
have just
Luke.
Done more to all right.
Allie, did you like this sort of energy-based sexual...
Yes, I think that sometimes with erotica, you get into these really graphic, like, oh, she grabbed my cock, and then, like, oh, my seed went everywhere. And I think that when it's described through, like, her, like, air spirit, like, you know, tickled my labia with a thousand little, like, cold hands, I'm like... That's new. That's creative. It's a new take. Yeah. And I thought it was the magic sex was really well done in the book.
We were talking about this earlier. I was happy there was magical sex in this book because we've read a few fantasy erotica books previously and they don't take advantage. I still think this book could have taken way more given the amount of powers that all these people have. Could have taken a lot more advantage of what these beings could do. But I was happy there was some like non-human sex stuff and scenes in this book.
Jumping
ahead, sorry.
Yeah, but the council thing happens. There's a bit of a fight in Seattle. She intervenes, but then she has to leave. So she's kind of a healer, but she leaves every 3 years from a place because she doesn't want people to get on to her. She like works as a nurse places, but she can't heal people too much. She also, this part I thought was so sad. It was like Interview with a Vampire-esque, like very tragic, romantic. She has like a vault where she puts pictures of all of her old families that she used to have. She's immortal. Most of them are immortal. And it's just so sad to me to think that she like found love and happiness, then lost it and probably was like, I'm never going to do this again. But she's lived long enough to where then she forgot about that and was like, I'm going to try again, and then does it again. Yeah. And then she's done that for centuries. Isn't that so sad?
Yes. It's a vicious cycle.
Yes.
That is.
That should be a movie.
So here's my counter argument.
It's not sad.
As an immortal being and who's lived for thousands and thousands of years, I feel like the sting would start to become less of that.
Mm. You know, I feel like
after
that's what
the
you
first
always
couple
see.
Hundred times that she has had this relationship or whatever, in my mind, logically, eventually that's just going to start to wear off.
But she's an angel.
Yeah,
and she's
very
good heart.
She loves
so
too
good.
Much.
She loves
okay.
too much.
Right. I think it's a little nice. I think it's a little nice to show that she isn't over it, despite having to do it so many times. It speaks to the power of love.
All right. You sold me then.
One thing I did on that point, I was like, you know, she's been alive since before Jesus Christ. That was something she said.
And that's old.
That's old.
you have to remember, that's old.
Yeah.
That's real old.
She's not 25.
She's at least 6,000 years old because the biblical version of the earth is 6,000 years old.
Hot.
Mm-hmm. The real
At
hot.
Least hot.
The
very real hot. You would think that she would have figured out sooner to like have sex with other immortal beings
right.
instead of
That's
like
care,
like having sex with humans.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But she
yeah.
likes what Learn. She likes.
The heart wants what the heart
the
wants.
The heart wants, and she wants that human. Human.
Nothing like a human flesh,
ain't nothing
baby.
Like it. So sweaty.
So stinky.
So nasty.
Mm-hmm. Your hearts, they're just like dirty and yeah. they can get corrupted
yeah.
with fats.
Yeah, yum, yeah. fats.
Ooh, fats.
Ooh, fats.
So this encounter has our two leads ending up in Chicago. She's like, I can no longer be in Seattle. I must go to Chicago. So she goes to Chicago and then she kind of meets up with the council there. Each city has their own mm-hmm. council. And this council is having their own issue. There's yeah. some vampires who want to take over. There's a couple of witches who are just kind of like staying out of it, even though they know that it's wrong. And this is our crew, Willa, Leanne, all of our
and
witch
Lisa.
Girls who I love. This is mm-hmm. the craft this in my mind. I've cast it. It's all the hotties from the craft, and we're gonna have some
yes,
fun.
The yes. witches are good.
The witch yeah. stuff is the best part.
It's incredible. Yeah.
Although they front load Anise's stuff so much with the political stuff, like the council and all these things, that I don't think it did her justice in the beginning because Vince is front-loaded with all these, like, fucking scenes.
Yeah. yeah.
And hers is, like, council, council, council. And then we get to, like, witch sex, which was
the
good.
Best.
I liked yes. it.
And then all she says, too, is I hate politics. And it's like, why do we keep talking about politics
it's like,
then?
Yeah. It's
in a world
she's
where I don't even
in.
Understand
She's getting
or
dragged
care.
Into the politics of every city she's in.
Yeah.
So she meets these witches.
It's also pointed out. Anise is like literally the most powerful being
in the whole
in the
yeah.
whole
yeah.
world
and
that we are established
rare.
Here. Yeah,
and
yeah.
very rich,
and also owns an island.
Yeah, very rich.
Yes. yes. They're all pretty rich. Even yeah. Vincent is rich.
Yeah, yeah. Lives- because his zombie butler, your favorite character.
Okay, Harden is my favorite character because he was like, instead of being your ghost slave, why don't I be your like ghost accountant?
Your stockbroker.
He's like your stockbroker. Like, you know what? Yeah, I want to keep living, and I want to be a zombie that does like your taxes.
Yeah,
and like invest.
He's a stock market
wizard. Stock market
I've
yeah.
never seen that either.
I would
Representation
love that
matters.
Yeah. I would love a movie like the zombie like finance man.
Yeah, it's
the
like zombie from Wall places. Street.
It's
yeah.
like a trading place.
Fucking Gordon Gekko zombie.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so she moves into town. She meets these witches, kind of senses bad things are going down. And the witches are like, oh, you should live with us while you're looking for a place. There's also a lot about Anise trying to find furniture. She's the most powerful being in the world. But she's shopping at IKEA, waiting for them to deliver
and
her
speaks,
furniture.
That speaks to something deeply human, that no one can find affordable furniture. It doesn't matter yeah. how powerful
she's
you are.
She's got a two-bedroom high-rise in Chicago, one of the most expensive cities in America.
But like, she can't
damn.
Find furniture.
Yeah. But she can't find furniture. So she lives with the girls. They go out for a night of dancing, kind of like
it.
Coyote Ugly style, which I love. Have you guys had a night like this where you get up and like
Always.
Dance on the bar top?
No, I haven't.
Just in college. Those yeah. days are over, though.
I don't think I've ever danced on a bar top.
The only
and
scenes
I've
made in a bar were involved me throwing up in the bathroom.
I threw up in a bathroom in a bar.
I've yeah. thrown
in
up
in the Pig and Whistle in New York.
Oh, that's fun.
Thank you.
I throw up in the Hemingway and Hemingway's in Pittsburgh.
Ooh, literary. Ooh.
It was very literary. I felt like Hemingway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet he puked a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
the shortest story he ever told.
Yeah. I puked this morning. Yeah.
So she goes out. She treats herself to a steak and a load of potato. She has three spiked coffees at an Irish bar.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone in this book drinks mixed cocktails, and I fucking love it. There's tequila sunrise. There's white Russians. There's Irish coffees.
What they drink
so
makes
milky.
Me a little sick.
So yeah. much milk in this book.
They have the constitution of gods.
I was
okay?
going to say that they do have a very high calorie diet
yes.
for such tiny women.
Yeah, like Michael
I
Phelps.
Thought that too.
It was like they were eating a lot of red meat, drinking a whole bunch. But I guess yeah.
and
magic.
Potatoes.
Yeah, loaded potatoes. Mm-hmm. But I guess like magic is just like a really great way to like calorie burn.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally.
It takes a lot of
if you're pulling the forces of the elements, That involves a lot of calorie burning. Yeah,
sure. No, it is a Michael Phelps situation. Yeah. They're eating like four steaks or whatever.
And also, it the perfect woman looks great and can eat like a man. Of course.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's got that perfect C-cup boobs and the small waist and she could eat 70 loaded potatoes. Oh, baby.
Yeah. Something I can't believe that hasn't come up yet. Yes. Vincent, every time he describes a woman... mentions her cup size.
Yeah, that like we were flipping back and forth like, is this ghost written by a woman or is this written by a man? Is it partly both? And it's like, that is some sort of man shit. Like, wow, and the woman walked in with her perfect, almost C-cup yes. boobies. Yes.
Yeah. It comes down to the point where...
oh, no, please.
Where a character becomes a ghost and then it requests a body. And Vincent's like, oh, I don't know if I have any bodies. Wait a minute. Yeah, I do. And he brings out two. And they spend a full two paragraphs describing these. And this is like the height of the – this is like the climax of the action of like, holy shit, something terrible has just happened. This person's now a ghost. Let's take two paragraphs to describe the breast size of these dead bodies.
Yeah.
The way he always describes it, though, the author or Vincent, it's always like age, hair, color, length. And then breast size.
Yeah.
And that's like what a woman is. That is what a woman is. Is her age, her hair, and her boobs.
And then the age thing, it's like if her age is good, like it's just the age. But if her age is like above 30 or whatever, he'll be like, and the signs of age haven't killed her yet.
One woman was like 35 and they were like, she's somehow still beautiful.
And they described it's like, formerly a 10, now maybe an 8 as time ravaged her body.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Horrible.
But Vincent's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Super good. Good boy.
I hate Vincent.
Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about it much because I also hate him. And there's only so much you could say that you hate this dude.
Yes. He's
And Amy. We didn't even talk about Amy yet.
Amy is his his bonded.
So Amy comes into play pretty big too.
Yeah. Well, she starts off as a vampire who is under his control, but she's the only like bond that's like an unconsented bond.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he saved, like she's attacking him.
Yes.
But then later, after this big battle, am I skipping ahead?
Oh no, that's fine.
After this big battle, like to save her, he like bonds them in a new way in which she's no longer a vampire, but she's now a witch.
Mm. And lich.
A lich.
Yes.
A witch lich.
And a bitch.
A lich.
Yeah.
She's a lich girl.
from what I can gather from this, what author's trying to do, it's like she started out as a witch because she's the granddaughter of Anise.
Yes.
She gets turned into a vampire. That's a big fucking deal. Whenever a vampire gets, a magical person gets turned into a vampire, that's huge.
Because they're dead now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then another necromancer bonds to her, sends her to kill Vincent. Vincent, instead of killing her, because he's such a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He bonds, he like supersedes that bond. So now she's his vampire witch slave. And he would never have sex with her.
Yeah. He would never have sex with anybody who's like bonded to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, like, his whole thing is like, I don't want to have sex with anybody, but I have to have sex because I have to feed on people's souls so I can survive. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's a good guy, because he doesn't want to.
But the souls also regenerate a little. It's like, oh, after time, they'll get their soul back.
Yeah.
How that works.
Right. So then they plant this little seed that he has sex with humans. It takes them a long time to regenerate their soul. If he has sex with another supernatural, it takes a much quicker time. So isn't that convenient?
Yeah.
That he's just around all of these witches and who find him really fucking hot.
And I don't know what he looks like besides his penis. And even then, they don't tell you because, right? Like, we know the cup size of every
Reka, you know, and he looks like 25.
He's 25.
Perfect 10.
He's 25, and he describes his penis.
This is an important line of the
this
book.
This is important, and so I do need to find it. Sorry, let me just pull this up. It is notes. Okay, this is Puckered Star.
Puckered Star.
Her labia C-cup, was D-cup. Puffy.
While Rake is looking, I will. It might surprise you all. There were no A cups in the book. So sadly for my A cup girls out there.
Also,
this isn't the one. We're underrepresented.
Also, sorry again to my women of color out there. These are all fucking white people. Anyone who is remotely not white is described as having Asian features or some dumb
shit
like that.
Doesn't say if...
Sorry for it. Okay. Oh my God. Well, here's one description. This isn't the one I was looking for, but my manhood expanded within her tightening channel as I started to fill her with my batter. So that's something I know about him.
Batter?
He's got nice little pancake batter jizz.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't want to brag about my size.
Yes.
I don't want to brag about my size, but let's just say it's another part of what I am and leave it at that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're going to have to say more.
I imagine that his dick was covered in like blue flame.
You imagined a supernatural dick.
Yeah, because it's like
I
part
love
of
that.
Who he is.
See, and I wish I would have.
And I wish you would say that because I'm like, no, you're a freak, man. I don't know what your dick looks like.
Yeah,
tell me.
You're half demon and half necromancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at this point, a regular human penis is not going to impress me.
Okay. Are sometimes things vague so that you can fill in the blanks?
I think so.
Because I often find myself filling in the blanks and enjoying that.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, that's why I personally prefer romance over erotica is because there's more vagueness and it allows you to more, like, put yourself in the position. When you get, like, too bogged down with, like, the details, you get stuff like, oh, I, like, sprayed my batter into her. And then you're like,
I don't have batter. I can't relate to this.
Like, I can't relate to that at all. This is just making me weird.
When you start citing women's band sizes.
But, like, it might have been, like, strategic from the author to, like, not have clear descriptions of Vincent. That way you can picture
as the man, like, or whatever.
Like, I picture Vincent as like maybe like Jeff Goldblum.
This for instance.
Awesome, for instance.
The first time I think I've read one that was written by a man and from a man's point of view. And I did find it interesting because in no book I've read like what somebody's penis feels like when something's happening. Yeah. And I don't know what that feels like. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It did feel like a 13-year-old boy who's never had sex was telling me about it. So and he had
and
my undivided attention for hours.
Really big in my balls. She loved my balls.
I kissed her so hard.
I even put my tongue in it.
I don't remember Vincent eating anyone out.
He does.
He does.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I think he's an attentive lover. He just is like, sucks. He just sucks.
Okay, so council stuff happens.
Yeah. Basically, they meet
at this vampire council. So the new council in Chicago, this guy Silas, the naughty man I told you about, he's trying to, you know, make everything bad for everybody. They want Amy because she is so powerful, and they also don't like that a vampire was stolen by this guy. So they're like, bring Amy to us.
And in that process, she is cured of her vampirism.
Yes.
And becomes a lich.
Yes. And then that is also how a niece.
They literally
meets,
don't explain.
They don't explain how that happens, but it happens. Sometimes things just happen in life, Luke.
That's true. It is.
God damn
That's
it.
A lesson you need to learn
and
right
now. You need
now.
To learn it
I think
now.
It happened
I'm
because of, like, the love magic they had together.
I think love magic.
They both loved each other.
Yes.
You're two up here, and I think you need to be a little bit more here. And for those of you listening, I touch my head and then my heart.
Yes.
My ear, this ear, my heart, is dead and cold.
It's all batter.
Yeah. Maybe you're
I
want to like
be
Vincent
fucked in the mind.
Trying to get my mind fucked, baby. Hey, good for you.
Thank you.
So that is also when Anise sees Vincent for the first time. And I love this. And I thought this was metal as fuck and that you would like it. And I'm a bit mad that you didn't. She sees him. No one else in the room can see this because they're all vampires. But he's surrounded by his ghost beings. And I just thought that was cool. If that was in a movie, I think someone would say, that's pretty cool.
It's like in...
Someone, not me.
Not me. I'm the someone.
Yeah.
In the theater, I'd go, hey, that's cool.
And we'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Would you shut the fuck
I've
up,
I've been to movies with
lich?
Jess. She does this all the time.
I do.
She's like, She comments on every scene. She's like, that was a cool scene. Yeah. That was a bad scene.
I also love in this podcast and in the previous one, you had like some good friends on and you had like really specific, like Andrew's going to love this. Luke's going to love this. And they both hate it.
I know all my friends, they don't like.
There are
you don't know their sexual preferences.
There are things in this
share
book.
Share their sexual preferences with me.
There are things in this book that I think were interesting and cool.
Yes.
I think that for me, as a fantasy fan, the author didn't do enough work for me to buy it. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, yes, that is an interesting thing, but, like, there was so much before that that, for me, I couldn't get on board with because it wasn't, like, shown to me in the way that made me believe it.
That's so interesting because, like, from a erotic fan's perspective, I was thinking too much fantasy.
Way too much.
More. Like, I don't care about the rules.
Okay, this is where you and I are different.
More.
That's what you're saying on opposite sides.
Yeah.
I agree with.
You would fight otherwise. Yeah.
I agree with Allie. As someone, I am sorry to say, I like hate this kind of book. And so, like, the more rules, the less I'm listening and less I'm paying attention and the more taken out of it I am. The rules can be as fuzzy as shit. I want to believe that these people want to fuck.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want to like the
it's
sex
hard
scenes.
To recap because it's like, and then shit I didn't care about happened. And now we're at the lesbian witch house.
Yeah, which is cool.
Which is good.
Yeah.
So
it was a tragedy when, we can get to that, right? When,
yeah.
Because they infiltrate the council, essentially.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Vincent and Anise both get on the council. Mm-hmm. And then Silas gets ousted.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, by neither of those, by the other werewolf. Sorry. Just because this literally pops out of nowhere and they comment on it. Also, we didn't talk about how the scene that Vincent has sex with the werewolf woman.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the hoagie scene.
Oh, yes. In the midst of all of this. In the midst of all this, my favorite line in the whole book was that they take a break for lunch and have hoagies.
Anise at one point lived in the tri-state area.
Yeah, before Seattle.
She was somewhere, in
she's in like the
South
Hill,
Philly, sitting on a stoop.
Hill area. Yeah. She went to Wawa. She got a shorty for 99
like,
cents.
A turkey shorty with mayo and all that stuff, you know? But they take over the council, essentially. But Silas is still on the prowl.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did think that the scenes where Vincent has sex with the werewolf woman were hot.
Ooh, what about the scene, though, where while he's having sex with the werewolf woman, her mother, her ghost mother, is watching them fuck, hot?
Oh, yeah. So
is that a threesome? Or is it a cuckold?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
So one part that we haven't gotten into is that there's also a bit. Anise is kind of related to like 3% of the people that we meet in the book. And she does partake in sexual activities with all of them. Mm. It is mentioned she's, as we know, born before Christ, as old as the earth is. They want to all have sex together, and they want to share this man together. Mm-hmm. Right. And it is a bit odd because it does feel long enough ago where it's not an issue, but because you bring it up, it feels like it is an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because did it have to be that way?
Well,
yeah, but they also imply, but we can't have kids. We're lesbians doing it, so it doesn't really matter, which that's not okay. Yeah. It does matter. We're not having sex
incest
with our
matters.
Yeah,
yeah, incest matters. Yeah.
Across the board.
Well, mm-hmm. Amy specifically cannot have children because of her lich status. Mm. So her solution?
Do not call her that.
Luke, that's our word.
Amy is such a lich, okay? I'm so sorry to the lich community. I apologize.
You're going down for this one.
Discord's going to be up in arms.
But she can't have a child, so she can't have a proper relationship with Vincent because you need to have a child to win it. But they want one. So what's her solution? She asked her grandma.
Fuck my grandma.
She asked her grandma to fuck Vincent and have her kids.
I mean, and what grandmother wouldn't do that for you?
Every grandmother.
Something what grandmother that wouldn't do? Bothers me is, or if I was like Anise, Amy's always calls Anise Grams. And I'd be like, hey, can you please not call me grandma in front of all of my sexual partners? Because
that's
it's
the thing.
I'm trying to be cool. I'm trying to be like, I'm trying to like convince people that I'm like 25, not 6,000.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
like when you call me grams, like.
And also we both said, okay, it doesn't matter. We're far enough in, you know, DNA and this and that to not have it be a thing. And then you keep saying grams. So then it's like, we are related.
It reminds the reader in a way that's like yeah, ugh. I guess in it's that, supposed like, to
get brother yeah. way.
In the stepbrother
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Yeah.
More shit happens. Then they go to the Caribbean.
Oh.
This is a big surprise. The private island that we mentioned, they
this
do all go.
This is fucking
orgy. That there's just too many characters. I can't even keep
that,
track.
That's the thing.
Point.
There were so many characters that the author literally was like, two characters, this werewolf and this vampire that we don't even know that much, just like go off.
Yeah.
And they don't. We don't even hear from them just because there's too many people to keep track of in that like hot tub thing that they're all like touching each other.
But you gotta be careful in hot tubs. I know I've mentioned, I think I've mentioned this before, but just be careful in hot tubs.
Central, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But they were like in like an outdoor grotto. It was like a
It was like a hot springs. It was like nature's hot tub.
Yeah.
It was like
still hot, still dangerous.
Still hot, yeah.
God, I wanna be in a
This scene involves Vincent being surrounded by seven women.
Mm. So?
Yeah, a fantasy dude. Yeah, what dude wouldn't want that?
The whole point of the book is to create the whole point of the book is to create this harem for Vincent.
Yeah.
He just has like these women who like
that he stumbles upon. He kind of Mr. Magoo's his
He
way
does.
Into.
Yeah.
This is a Mr. Magoo kind of book.
Yes.
Something that I'll say that I liked from like an erotic book perspective is that the sex scenes got increasingly like more magical and more insane. It starts off just like demon human, then it's like demon werewolf, then it's like witch orgy, then it's like literally all the races in a hot tub having sex together in the Caribbean.
And that's beautiful.
That's a beautiful art.
You're against that. We all have to appreciate integration. Not a fan, are you, Luke?
I'm against
the melting pot of the Caribbean.
Yes, America is the melting pot of the Caribbean.
The reason I didn't like it because it just felt very specifically like he magooed it.
Yeah.
Right? This guy barely knows how to do necromancy.
He's like the Christopher Columbus.
This guy's barely necromancing over here.
I'm being honest.
He magoos his way through his powers, all right? But like it's written in a way that like all these women are just like, oh, this guy is so cool and hot and everything. It's just like, I don't fucking buy it.
As soon as Anise sees him, she's like, he is hot as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, without a description. So what does he look like? What do he look like to you?
Honestly, 25 sounds young. So I was like, ew. He probably has like boxes for furniture and stuff like that. Like he's probably
all
gross.
Shit stains on his underwear.
Yeah, his clothes are probably like oil stained, like fucking like pasta sauce and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
He has a mattress on the floor. In the
box. Yeah. And he uses sweatshirts as pillows.
And every woman wants him.
He's so hot.
Oh my fucking God. Right. Look, he only has two shirts.
Yeah. I mean, the best scene in the entire book for me is when Anise is with Willa, who they're kind of in. Yes. They're my favorite couple in the book. I think they're wonderful together. Yes. They're kind of hanging out with the other two girls, the other two witches. Mm-hmm. And then they just like get the vibe that they want to like do something together, but they want to be sneaky about it. So then Anise puts like her magical powers on Willa.
This was cool.
And they like do it in front of everybody. But nobody knows. Well, they kind of catch on after her second orgasm.
Yeah. Orgasm a lot.
It is a lot of orgasms.
There have to be so that he can feed off of souls.
Yeah. I thought you knew about necromancy.
I guess I'm learning things today. I'm learning so much.
The book ends, and I'm curious about this too, with two people being impregnated. Anise is impregnated with his twins, and
they
then
defeat the vampires.
They defeat. I mean, who even gets
the
show?
Lest you be worried.
Lest you, yeah. The other one, and it's about the third book now. We've read where someone ends up pregnant in the end. Is that like a big thing?
Yeah. At least with like the genres that I tend to read. Yeah, it's like the happily ever after is like you're pregnant.
Do you find it satisfying?
On honestly, I usually like just flip through to find the sex scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess it's satisfying. I just think that the narrative in both romance and erotica is just kind of like filler to create tension so that like
yes
the sex scenes are better.
Yeah.
Well, that's why like a baby is such a strange aspect to be common by the end of these, because it's like, well, the sex is over. I don't need this narrative.
Yeah.
To button up. This could button up any other way.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
And I just love a fling that then ends. And it's like, and we thought about how hot it was for the rest of our lives.
Maybe it's to set up a sequel with the baby.
And
that
there is.
That does happen a lot. It's like, that it's like then later on, you do like a series of books and then you do another series with the
kids. Sexuality is passed down generation to generation.
The hottest family that ever lived. Yeah. And they kind of all do each other, so maybe that's why it's important too. Yeah.
That is nice.
But Anise gets pregnant with twins, and then this was very fun.
I love this part.
It's not fun. I think it's terrible. But Vincent gets Kim pregnant, who's the werewolf woman.
Yeah.
And they make a big deal of being like, how is this possible? This never happens. Werewolves only mate with other werewolves, and they mate for life, and they choose their mates.
Aww.
And the implication is like, Vincent was just such a good lover.
Damn.
No, it's love magic. It's
Vincent
love again.
Could fix like the insides of like any woman with like ovarian problems, like a uterus problem. Just like fuck Vincent.
Yeah.
Oh cool. My God. Yeah. All right. It's time to rate this baby.
Yeah.
We've got one is a drought. Five is slip out of my chair. Anyone can start. One to five. How
first,
do we feel about
feel like I'm gonna be
the necromancer? Okay. Sure.
So I'll fully admit that I think I came to the erotic novel in the wrong mindset.
I thought you were going to end that. I think I came.
We can all admit I came. All right, everyone?
I think I came
looking for a good story. And the way that Allie has described erotic novels in that it's just filler to get to the sex parts, okay, that's fine.
Are you saying our small little podcast changed one person's mind?
I still think I'm going to give this book a one.
Have we done our
your Mother Teresa.
I'm going to give this book a one still because I literally was dry the whole time.
Never mind.
And I didn't get turned on by anything.
Yeah.
What?
But you have changed my perspective on the erotic novel.
Allie.
Oh my God.
Beautiful.
Allie and the group. So. But this is still a one.
Allie and others.
Allie and you two.
The rest. Yeah.
So that's my rating. One, but a better appreciation for the art.
One but.
Beautiful.
Hey, we'll take it. I like
one
it.
But.
One but.
One puckered star.
My rating, all the fantasy stuff. 1 to 0. Not interested.
Oh, was
whatsoever.
Zero an option?
It's not.
No,
okay. But
one
like,
but was
oh
too
my,
funny.
I feel I am owed wetness from the fantasy aspects of this. I was so incredibly bored by it, and I'm so sorry.
Yes.
The witch sex, I will give a 3. Because I think I like that this book actually utilized like magical powers, and even the straight kind of just like more human like sex was still kind of hot. So an average of 0 to 3.
I'm gonna give this one a 3.5. And I read like the first chapter, and
oh
I was like,
God,
"This is the
showers.
Stupidest thing. I can't even get through this."
Yeah.
But as soon as I met Anise, I was really into her. I loved the witch house that everybody lived in. And it really did. I don't know how else to say this. It made me think about things. It was very beautiful. It's so sad to me that this man, one thing that we didn't mention, I'll do it quick. So he, by having sex with women, takes part of their souls. And at one point when he's having sex with someone, he's like, I'm not deserving of being with you. And I know he's a piece of shit, but I also have never heard that in erotic book or the ones that I've read. Or there's not often times where someone's like, God, I'm like a fucking piece of shit. I don't even deserve love. And I think that that's a very real feeling and a very sad feeling. I think there was profound sadness in this book that I haven't read in other eroticas. And I enjoyed that a lot too.
Sure. This was like a book compared to the other ones we have read.
Yes, yes. Compared to, say, a Wet for Nessie.
Wet for Nessie,
yeah.
So to speak.
Which had its own profound sadness.
Was very profoundly sad.
Allie?
I'd give this a 3.
Ooh.
I think what was... what was good about it was how creative they got with, I give it a 3 for like creative for like sexual scenarios.
Yes.
When they got like witch orgy, I was like, nothing is going to top this witch orgy. And they managed to do that with the like werewolf, vampire, zombie, you know, orgy in that hot spring.
Caribbean.
What? Yes, Caribbean. Why I dock it some stars is because I believe that they didn't use enough magical elements within the sexual interactions.
Yeah.
I think they just, it would just happen like one time. And I wanted, you know, I wanted like flaming demon dicks.
Yes. God.
Like, it was
as
a Chekhov's werewolf.
As soon as you
werewolf.
Said that, yeah. I mean, I yeah. love that yeah. so much.
Yeah. yeah.
It makes me think of that movie Mandy. If fucking one of those
Mandy,
demons
yes!
had like flames coming out of their dick,
yes.
that would be so fucking cool.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, God, I love that.
And then
that.
What do the babies look like?
We got to read
Are
book
like
two.
Fireballs?
He looks like that incredible baby.
What a good yeah, it's just the Incredibles
it's
baby.
Just the incredible baby. Thank you so much
thank
for being
you guys
here,
so much
guys.
For doing this.
Thank you for teaching us.
For teaching, yeah.
Thank you. We all learned.
We all learned. That's what it's all about. Thank you guys for being here again. Subscribe to Dropout, and you'll get to be on the Discord to talk to us about our next book, Shared by Lumberjacks. It's 99 cents. I'm doing the best I can, people.
I'm glad
hey.
They're sharing.
Yeah.
It's book 4 of the series.
We're getting into it. We're starting in the middle.
Why book 4? Did someone buy it by accident, not looking at the book number? No. We intentionally wanted to read book 4 of Shared by Lumberjacks by Eddie Cleveland. And we'll be here next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful, sexy day.
Yes.
Sexually liberated, energy-filled day.
Yum.
Yummy.
I hope you go to the Caribbean tonight.
Treat yourself to a trip to the Caribbean.
Yay.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.